Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Man, already halfway home on a Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. After a 1-0 tense, nail-biting victory last night. The show goes fast. Lots to talk about. Got a little chippy. Boys grinded one out last night, man. You don't want to sit through 162 of those a year, but man, I was proud of how they played baseball last night. Really, really good win for the Padres. And it doesn't mask the underlying issues. We're not saying that at all, but man, it's good to steal one of those against a guy like Logan Webb, who was pitching his tail off last night, certainly up in San Francisco. Great win. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindel, the executive producer. Benjamin R. Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. And tomorrow is a big day for the Ben and Woods program. Told you about the corporate overlords that pitched us the idea of another show. We got the radio show. We do a member stream once a month for our YouTube members. We do the roundtable on Thursdays. We'll be doing that tomorrow, Thursday, 2 days from now. But tomorrow, we're going to be filming our very first Ben and Woods off-the-air program. Don't know what it's going to look like. Don't know what it's going to sound like. Have no idea, really, what we're doing. I'm very nervous about it. And it
Heck
starts.
Of a promo
it's
right
a
there.
Great
yeah.
promo. I bet you guys are excited to hear it. I bet you're excited to hear it. Because it starts tomorrow. So I'm going to be up all night terrified and worrying about it.
All right. There's a logo Paulie has in our YouTube stream. We have some surprises in store for you, at least in terms of set design.
Yeah, set design looks great.
Very excited about. I will admit the content is going to be a work in progress. But the idea is...
We sound like every other podcast. Hey, we don't even know what this is going to look like.
It's true.
Literally, that's how every podcast starts. We're just excited that you're here. We're going to, you know, explore the space. We don't really know what this is going to look like.
Yeah, we don't know where this is going to go.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a Padres show.
No, it is not.
That's at least the starting point, that this is something going to be different. And I'm sure topics will change and evolve, but this will be more like foreplay. But for the whole show.
That's right. That's right. A little bit, you know, some funny stories. I think we can cut loose a little bit language-wise.
It'll be over the air, off the air.
It's off the air. So I'm told, though, I read something the other day, and it piqued my interest because I called Paulie on it, and I said, hey, I just saw something that said you can't monetize videos on YouTube if you curse. And I go, what? I go, I feel like I see cursing in YouTube videos. You're telling me those guys are just doing it for their artistic like freedom and to have fun? Because I don't want to do that. I'd like to make a little money off of it, get you a little money for it. And I said, is this the case? And Paulie said, there's some rule. What is it?
Well, I looked it up. The rule is, it's like 7 seconds. Like, oh, the first 7 seconds, 7 to 15 seconds, you cannot curse. Or they even like lightened up on it because the YouTube, like a year ago, they changed, they were going to change their rules, and there was a huge outcry like, no, you can't do that.
Right.
And so, like, if you curse within the first 15 seconds, they'll limit your monetization. Okay. But you can still get some.
Welcome
dollars.
To bleeping off the air.
Welcome to the mother bleeping off the air with Ben and Woods. Dude, you just cost us.
Like, you couldn't wait 6 more seconds?
Don't do that.
Just cost us a nickel. You know, this isn't. We're not taking Caribbean vacations on this, obviously. But you know, you want it. You want. I want it to sound good. I want people to enjoy it. Well,
if you have to curse that badly in the first 7 seconds, you know there are other platforms. You can go to like OnlyFans. Even though we said it's not a sports show, we could. Put it there.
Could do an OnlyFans show. Could be spicy. You in?
Do you want me to show a little calf?
I would love you to show calf. Don't wear shorts. Can I ask you? Don't wear shorts on this.
Have right. I've stopped wearing shorts. Well, I mean, this is not my choice. It's because I'm going straight to work most days.
Yeah. It's only for fans of the Ben and Woods show.
It is true. Only for our
only
fans.
For our fans. So yeah, that starts tomorrow. So we'll do the 4-hour show. Then we'll go into the sound space and record our brand new show for you guys.
What if this show blows up so big that this is becomes what we're known for, like worldwide? We are the Ben and Woods Off the Air program. Like we've got we could get a worldwide fan base.
You are so ambitious. Yeah. It's adorable.
It is
really
sweet. Remember when we first started this show? We were on for like a year. We were doing pretty well. Ben's like, man, I think we could go national. And I looked at him and I go, stop. Just stop right now. We're not going to be a national show.
It.
He still says. He thinks it. I like where your head's at, the vision.
You just, in our last segment, said a fan in Boston really enjoyed how we do things and our content. That's
one guy.
That's a representative sample of the rest of the world right there.
I don't think a national show talking about the Padres.
I think
and
the world
golf.
Is craving more Ben and Woods, and they just don't know it yet.
Well, I'm tired of the sound of my own voice, so it's going to be difficult for me. But we're going to do it. We're going to have it tomorrow. Like, should we do musical stuff? Should I play guitar on it? Like, I can sing a song. Like, musical guest is me every month. I'll just play Wonderwall or something, or I'll play, you sing.
No, I think it's a talent show.
Well, I mean, David Letterman had Paul Schaefer there, and they had musical guests come in.
Right. If we want to get an actual, like, you know, a musical director for our show.
No, it sounds like a lot of work.
I would be interested in that, but that's not, I don't think you're, I'm very impressed that you can play the guitar and you can sing a little bit, but I don't think the show should be necessarily just Woods' acoustic riffs.
I wouldn't, not the whole show, but now we pause for Woods playing Live Forever by Oasis. I'm not doing it. I'd be terrified.
Should we do a major celebrity as our first guest, then a musical guest, and then a comedian as our last guest?
I would love it.
Basically, we're just doing like Letterman or Leno, essentially.
Here's the problem, though, with this, and I was thinking about it yesterday.
Segment. I like that idea.
There are some guests that I would like to have in. Problem is, we're going to be recording this thing, like, this. It's Wednesday at 10:30. So if you don't have a day job and we want you to come in, you're going to have to be available, you know, early morning hours before noon to come in and be a guest on Ben and Woods. But, you know, we're going to see how the first one goes.
Technically, we can accommodate our guest schedule and come back and record on different times. It doesn't always have to be recorded on a Wednesday. It's not going to be
not
released
on a Wednesday,
tomorrow.
But I'm not coming back at 4 to do this. I'll tell you that
for the second time in 2 minutes. You're a sweet kid.
Yeah, you're not. That's
for
not
the right
happening.
Guest, I think you would.
I mean, unless it's Sydney Sweeney, I'm not coming back here at 4 o'clock on a Thursday to do an interview. I'm not. There's no chance. Zero. I'm doing this thing at 10:30 when we're off, and then we're done.
I was thinking Eddie Vedder would be a good guest.
Well, yeah, if you could get Eddie Vedder, I'd come back in.
See,
well, good luck getting him.
Dream big.
So I'm going to put you in charge of finding guests then and setting that up. But no, I'm excited about it. We're gonna do it tomorrow. And then when are we going to post it? Do we know? Maybe by Friday?
That still needs to be determined.
Okay.
I don't know how much post-production work needs to be done on the
video.
Neither
do I.
So that
Well, you're the video guy on this show, you're going to be doing it.
I can edit a little bit. Yeah,
I'm joking, but I'm not joking.
No, I mean, Paulie's very good, actually, with video, but I also can edit video, and we can actually take parts out that we, like, don't like.
Jimmy,
can tighten it up in post-production.
Yeah.
And give them a really good, tight product. I don't even know. Do we know how long we're supposed to go?
30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Jimmy Jam says, so you guys are going to have a podcast. What a fresh, new idea.
Yeah.
Exactly, Jimmy Jam. Exactly. No one's ever done this before. We're very excited about it. No, this is not really a podcast because it's a YouTube show.
You call those podcasts now.
Oh, do you? I didn't know that.
Video podcasts. They're still
people don't put out audio podcasts. It's all video.
They do, but like you consider YouTube shows, like people that only stream on YouTube. Like you call those podcasts?
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, learn something new every day. Jimmy says, "When's this fresh new podcast going to be available? Where it's going to be on YouTube?" As I've mentioned several times, we're going to have a YouTube show. It's called Off the Air with Ben and Woods. I'm excited about it. Maybe we can get the Hawktua girl to come in, see what she's up to.
Hawktua,
you know. So, listen, the possibilities.
I think the idea was we want to do whatever we do on this show.
Right.
We want it to be different than what we do on the radio, which is a little interesting because there's not a whole lot that we won't do on our four-hour radio show.
I can't drop an F-bomb on the radio.
We can't curse, right. So, you know, there might be some of that. But, like, we've played 17-minute Bob Dylan songs on the air. Like, there's nothing that we're not afraid
of. Yeah, not afraid to do it. So, yeah, we can do, it starts tomorrow. I'm going to have some fun with it.
It films tomorrow, and then, yeah, it'll probably take a couple of days. A
couple of days
and
to
then,
get it up.
And then, you know, we'll get into some sort of a groove on, you know, it'll be the first Tuesday of every month or something like that. I don't know.
So, that's going down tomorrow. Excited about it. You guys try to dress nicer, you know, than I'm in sweatpants and workout stuff. So, we'll try to dress up a little bit, make it look like a, you know, the real deal.
I have my outfit picked out.
Do you?
Yeah.
I get my coffee cup with my pencil, like Dave Letterman, one of my heroes. So, yeah, we're going to do that tomorrow. Il says there's too much censorship on YouTube. Oh, great. I don't want to be censored. I'm already censored enough.
I censor you as much as possible.
That's true.
Honestly.
All right, we'll have some fun. Ooh, strip poker. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, you can curse. You can't do that on the air.
Yep.
Same rules still apply. Like, we can't play copyright.
Music
or, you know, movie clips or anything like that. Those will get you banged for monetization.
Yeah, and stuff. Listen, I'm gonna we're gonna have some fun with it. I promise you, we'll do our very best. I hope you guys dig it, and if you don't, let us know. We'll try to change it. You know, that's what we do. We're trying to be very accommodating.
Yeah, there's a phenomenon, and I don't totally understand it because the three of us are just regular people.
Yes.
As is everyone else, honestly. But when you put out a lot of content, and I was talking with my friend Machinelli yesterday, and he is good friends with Barstool Riggs.
Yeah.
Going to be in town soon, and he was trying to set up some golf. And, I mean, Riggs is unbelievably famous now. And he's just a regular guy. I don't know if anyone follows his content, you know, his golf content that he does. He has hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers. He's probably more famous than all but 10 professional golfers in the world at this point.
He's got 200,000 plus followers on Instagram.
Crazy.
So,
and he puts out good content, but he's just a regular guy.
Yeah, regular
guy. Puts out content. Kind of like we're just regular guys who are now putting out a lot of content. And it is. I mean, you get 20 hours of us on the radio a week, plus an hour of the roundtable, plus a couple of hours, you know, in the member streams a month. And now we're adding Off the Air. Is there too much Ben and Woods?
Yes.
I tend to think there is a spot where we're kind of approaching the upper limits of too much Ben and Woods.
The well runs dry sometimes, man. It really does. The content well, and you know, you keep pulling from it and keep pulling from it, and there's only so many things you can talk about. I mean, I'm pretty open. I talk about 98% of my life, literally. And I'm like, what the hell are we going to do on this? But we're going to give it our best shot, man. We're going to have fun, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. And we'll let you know when it posts, and it'll be on YouTube, and it's going to be great.
All right, still to come in the second half of Ben and Woods. Jesse Agler is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Of course, he's in San Francisco on the television call. I believe Don Orsillo is once again doing a national TBS game. They've been
so
kind of
bummed, man.
He can't do every week.
I missed the boys together.
I think this is the last one for a while.
Okay, because if you do that every week, you're not really the regular announcer anymore. You're just a TBS guy who occasionally comes to those Padres games.
That happens. Like I think.
Unless you can fly out Tuesday morning and catch a red eye that night after the game, because if you the Tuesday games, that means you're missing Monday, you're missing Wednesday.
Don's back today. He said Purple. Purple said Don said he's back today.
Okay, so he's going to make it back.
No, it's Jesse. Jesse's on TV tonight.
The game.
I think he's back tomorrow. Jesse's calling or Don's calling the game on TBS tonight.
But he could be back in time for Wednesday night's game.
Okay, good.
Which would be nice.
More likely Thursday afternoon.
Good. That's going to kick off tomorrow, boys. And, we're going to approach it with a fresh, open mind and try to have some fun with it.
Coming up next, though, it is time for Take on Woods. Speaking of musical Woods, he had a win yesterday. Perfect score. Still looking for our first qualifier for our new grand prize. And if you missed it yesterday, we're offering basically Pauly's Vegas vacation. And it includes spa treatments at the Awana Spa, which is the spa you went to, right, on your trip?
Yeah, we didn't stay at Resorts World, but we did go through, walk around. It's very nice, brand new.
What was the one where you were in the big pools? Like I saw
that was the spa. Yeah.
That was really cool looking.
So you get, we got massage treatments, and that includes access to the spa for as long as you want. The day passes that they have, if you don't want to add a massage or any sort of treatment.
Yeah. A pedicure.
Yeah. If you don't want to do any of that, you will win still 2 day passes to the spa, and they call it the Fountain of Youth. And they have 4 pools, like hot tub size, big hot tub size pools or mini pools. And there's a freezing cold ice tub. Mm. There's one that's slightly warmer. Then there's a warmish, but not quite hot. And then there's the hot tub, and you're supposed to like kind of cycle through them.
Different temperatures.
And they have these huge light up screens.
It looked like this grotto, and it was just really cool looking on the picture.
The walls, like they can change it so you're like you're in the Alps or you're in,
Did you guys in there?
No, there were people everywhere.
Oh, all right. Well, some people are into that.
They soaked while they were in there. Supposed to do. And you did get a massage?
Did get a massage. It was fantastic. They have like a movie theater with like sports. It's like a mini sports book your waiting area when you're waiting for the masseuse to come in and call your name. Yeah.
And what?
If I'm going to go to a spa, one that has a sports book with a bunch of TVs is kind of, the spas are kind of boring, the ones that I've been to.
They'll also cut your hair like sport clips. You can sit right in there, watch sports.
Nice.
Yeah.
My wife did her first cold plunge. She hated it, but also loved it. I told her, I was like, the worst part about cold plunge is that it works.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like, so well. It works. It soothes your body and your muscles so much, but it sucks to get in there. And they didn't have, like, when we go out to fantasy camp, they let us use the cold tubs. They have the booties that you can put on your feet to protect your toes.
Necessary.
It absolutely helps. You can stay in there for 3 to 5 minutes if you have the booties. Didn't have the booties at the spa. That was the only thing I would say. Bring those because your extremities get frozen.
Bring your own booties.
Bring your booties.
All right. If you want to win our grand prize, qualify for the trip to Las Vegas Resorts World, the spa package. Call now to play Take on Woods. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll play our game and then talk to Jesse. All coming up with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Speaking of watching sports, though, if you like to watch sports and you do like to win money, you can combine the two together with Prize Picks. It's daily fantasy.
Oh.
Yeah, accessible to all with over 10 million members. So you're part of a big club. They know how to do it. They know how to do it right. You're just picking more or less between 2 and 6 players in your lineup for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your money. And right now we are in basketball championship season. The last series of the playoffs is underway. Look for top stars like Tyrese Halliburton, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, more than 32 points, less than 32 points. Pick your own picks, combine them together, and win real money based on your sports knowledge and intuition. Baseball every day. Taco Tuesday today. You get discounted plays on the board all throughout baseball. You can check it out today, usually 15-25%. That means win more for lower lineup costs every single day. When you download the Prize Picks app, make sure you use the code KWFN. You're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Really easy, just some free money to play with by using code KWFN to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Join me, join a bunch of tier ones, have fun with Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Woods went to fill up his Eco Water and get his protein drink or whatever he's going to have, which means we can just get right to our game. We got a contestant on the line. Let's play it. It is time for Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms for every business. We got you. And what we have today is Daniel, who brings his own statistics to the program. Good morning,
this.
Daniel.
Good morning.
All right, so you told Paul that you are 3-0-2 against Woods. 3 wins, no losses, 2 ties in this game?
Yeah, now I kind of regret it because I feel like I set the expectations high.
Yeah,
a little bit.
But that's okay. That's good entertainment value for the tier ones. If you can match either of those, a win or a tie, you will qualify, as we were talking about, for a 2-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, 2 spa passes to the Awana Spa, and a food and beverage credit at any of their 5 pools. It's the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. To book your summer stay, just visit rwlasvegas.com. All right, here's what we've got for you, Daniel. Your choices are When Is Now, all 2-second songs, all with the word when. Self-Care, 5 song titles that include the word self or yourself in the title. And if you really want to challenge yourself, we have a new mystery category, the 2-second song A one-word, two-second song title will appear in all the other answers, but I won't give you what it is. So, when is now, self-care, or the mystery category, Daniel?
Let's get when is now off the board.
All right, when is now, Paulie's going to open up his file, because today we will play all two-second songs. Makes it easy for me. You will get five songs to score a point, and you need to identify the song title and the artist of each one, and they all begin with the word when. All right, you'll have 60 seconds. You can pass. We can come back to the song if you don't know either half of it, and then we'll compare, and we'll have Woods come in and get his score. So, Daniel, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, Paul, you good? All right, 60 seconds on the clock. All two-second songs. The category is when is now. Daniel, your time begins when Paul plays our first song. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
When I Come Around, Green Day.
Correct. Song number two.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're gonna messed up. All right. Skip on to song number three.
When Doves Cry, Prince.
Correct. Song number four.
Oh, no.
All right. Song number five.
Oh, that's Led Zeppelin. Is that When the Levee Breaks?
It is. What, we got a 3-for-3, Paulie? That's all we got.
I don't know. They just died. The way they saved, it
they just
didn't
died on
work.
Us. All right. Well, good job on the 3-for-3. Do we want to know what the other ones would have been, or how do we want to play this?
I don't know.
All right, Daniel. Well, you're good, because I can't give you any more questions. I only have the five songs. All right, let's bring
you. You have to give me like 2 minutes, and then I can pull them.
We'll have a playoff if it's tied. All so right. Let's bring Woods back in. All right, Daniel's score is in. We had a bit of a technical difficulty, so it's all two-second songs, but we've only got three of them. If it ends up in a tie, Paulie's going to go to a playoff with the other two songs. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock, so you got plenty of time.
Okay.
Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Daniel.
When I Come Around by Green Day.
Correct. Song number three.
When Doves Cry by Prince.
Correct. Song number five.
When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin.
All right, so now we have a 3-3 tie. Paulie, do you want to try to... Do we send Woods out and you just open up the two songs and we'll see if we can get either of them? All right, back out you go. We're going to the playoffs here.
Give me a second.
All right, we'll give Paul a second. Daniel, I'm going to bring you back on. This is the most involved and elaborate game of Take on Woods we've ever played. All right, you're in. Now Woods kind of has an idea of what the category is, but you already know it. All right, Paulie's just got to open up two songs, and I believe they're right at the beginning, so at least you don't have to cue anything up.
All right, so I think we got that one.
And we got one done.
I think we have two. If we're starting right from the beginning, we're good.
Yeah, we should be right at the beginning. All right, last two. We're going to just give you like 20 more seconds here, Daniel. Good luck. Let's continue to take on Woods.
Pass.
All right, song number four.
That's When I'm 64 by the Beatles.
All right, last chance. It's two.
I've been cheated. You got like 2 seconds. Need it.
All right, we got one on the playoff. All right, Daniel. That, by the way, for everyone out there, is When Will I Be Loved by Linda Ronstadt. All right, let's bring Woods back in. Can he beat Daniel? Can he tie Daniel? Will Daniel win it all? Comes down to the playoff. All right, Daniel's playoff score is locked in. We got two more songs for you. Same category, 20 seconds on the clock. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Daniel.
I've been cheated. When Will I Be Loved by Linda Ronstadt.
Correct, and song number four.
It's the Beatles.
6 seconds.
When I'm 93.
64!
What did I say? 93? Did he get me?
He tied. 4-4.
You're in, Daniel. Final score.
Wow. 93? What the hell?
93!
First number that popped in my head. When I'm 64.
Surprised it wasn't another number in the 60s that popped into your head. Daniel, stay on the line.
Wow. Like 69?
That's the one you always guess. You would have been closer than 93. Oh, my goodness. That was
a riveting game.
It was an involved game of Take on Woods. When is now was the category. Five song titles to begin with when.
Man.
All right, we got Jesse Agler coming up. I need to recover from that. Paulie needs to get Daniel's information. Woods needs to tell us about Lone Pronto, and we'll be back with the voice of the Padres next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Got to say, I'm a little frazzled after that one. That was well-earned. That was a tie, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, yep. Well, listen, if you're out there and you're a homeowner and you're maxed out on credit cards, struggling with high-interest debt, pay it all off in days with Lone Pronto's Rapid Equity Loan. Get cash out now without touching your low-rate first mortgage. No appraisals, no waiting, no BS. Rapid Equity Loan Program at Lone Pronto is incredible. You can get instant approvals, low rates, no hard credit pull up front. That's important. Your home's equity is yours. Use it. Use that cash to consolidate your debt down to one easy, low monthly payment. Call Loan Pronto now. Get a free instant appraisal for your home. See how much cash you can get today. Loan Pronto is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They have nearly 2,500 five-star Google reviews. Service is incredible. Call now. Start the conversation at 619-207-4336. LoanPronto.com. 619-207-4336. Get debt relief now at LoanPronto.com. Equal housing lenders. NMLS 1661781 on approved credit. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations to Daniel. Tide Woods qualified for the grand prize drawing. Jesse Agler, of course, always claims that he's not much of a musical guy.
Yeah, but,
Woods,
I got him.
Woods noticed, dropped a musical reference, a San Francisco musical reference into the broadcast last night.
Absolutely beautiful work by Jesse Agler, as usual, talking about the song from Journey, the lights, and came back and said, the lights have gone down in the city, or something to that effect. And
beautiful shot of the sky.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I chortled because, you know, he says he doesn't know anything about music and he's dropping Journey lines in the middle of a broadcast on television.
Outstanding. Jesse is standing by, who will join us right after our check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. As a San Diegan, I almost never have weather envy because even on our worst days, it's usually better than everywhere else.
Correct.
It was really kind of gray and not great looking here yesterday. And then I saw the broadcast in San Francisco thinking, oh, it'll probably be worse there. Looked beautiful there, gorgeous. Jesse, last night as Jesse Agler joins us here on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, it was, I think I said San Diego weather in San Francisco yesterday. Today, though, as I just opened up the blinds for the first time, I definitely see some fogginess, a little bit of blue sky. So we'll see. But yeah, no, I mean, it was warmer than usual, clearer than usual, and just a kind of perfect day here yesterday.
You know, now that the game's over, we can sit here, Jesse, and say, man, what a fun one last night. Because while we were watching, I mean, it was great baseball. It really was. It was great baseball. You mentioned it. I thought you nailed it, as you always do. Early in the game, you know, still 0-0, you're like, hey, for a 0-0 game, there's been a lot of stuff that's gone on here. You had the really weird. Let's start with the overturned call at second base. I still have no idea what happened there. They showed me every angle he looked out. I don't know what they were looking at. It was really frustrating.
I have no explanation. You know, you're always so hesitant in my role to like really yes. go, yes. you know, hard on the umpire.
Here's, and you, and, yes. but you guys, and you're in like, you always leave some room, wiggle room. Like,
yes.
we think it's going to be overturned, but you never know. You guys were sure last night.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those where, like, as far as I'm concerned, like, that's just not an acceptable result of that play. Like, that can't happen. That can't happen. And lucky for the umpires and the replay control folks, that the Padres won that game.
No doubt.
Because, you know, had a run scored there, and, you know, the Giants end up winning 1-0. That's an awful bitter pill to swallow. And, you know, I mean, I looked at it 1,000 times like everybody did, even after the game last night, and I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know how that happened. Like I said, I'm glad that the Padres won the game, so it doesn't have to be too much of a thing. But there's no way, that you can look at that and say, oh, yeah, he's not out. And that's what they did. So I don't know. I just don't know how that happened.
The irony, yesterday was the 15-year anniversary of the play that probably birthed instant replay more than any other. Jim Joyce messing up the Galarraga perfect game at first base with the blown call that they had no way to overturn, even though it was so clearly a wrong call. And that was 15 years ago yesterday. That changed baseball, I think, Jesse.
No doubt about it. And, you know, that's one of the great moments in baseball history in terms of the humanity that was shown on both sides. And I think, you know, everybody kind of walked away from that having a greater appreciation for the human condition and that we're all, you know, fallible and those kinds of things. And, you know, Jim Joyce and Armando Galarraga kind of went on to have kind of a neat relationship with one another. And you're right. I mean, there's no doubt that that play accelerated the putting in of instant replay at the major league level. And yesterday, the stakes were not that high. It was not the 27th out of a perfect game, but they were high stakes. You know, it's a big game between two division teams, you know, who are separated by a game in the standing. And, you know, Jim Joyce did not have technology to help him. He just had to look at it, make the call, heard what he heard, saw what he saw. And that's what makes yesterday so frustrating, is that they had all the time in the world, you know, to sit there with their, I've been in the room in New York. It's a marvel of technology. You know, the things that they're able to do there are incredible. They've got it wonderfully set up. It's really, really neat to see the whole thing in action. And with the technology that they have, for that to have been the call yesterday just doesn't add up.
No, it didn't. It didn't at all. But again, I can't say enough good things about what we saw last night from the team. And you know, you look at the end of the night and you're like, oh, man, the Dodgers just lost. We're one game behind the Dodgers? And then you look and you're like, we've won 7 out of 10? Like, and I said, like, where have I been? And, you know, I obviously watch every game, but this team is better than I think I give them credit for. They're grittier than I give them credit for, and I think a lot of people do. Obviously, you see the offense scuffling a little bit, Jesse. You see Fernando Tatis Jr. at the top scuffling. And, you know, Shilty he's kind of pot committed to his lineup once he gets in. When you're watching every night, do you think Fernando may benefit from maybe moving down a couple slots or even just one?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a possibility. You know, I mean, and why not? You know, I mean, look, to the first thing you said about they're better than you think they are. It's just, you know, and I try and remind you guys of this, I feel like every week.
Yes.
You know, the season is so freaking long. It is so long, and every team is going to have these lulls. Now, the Padres' lull is going to look a lot different than the Rockies' lull, right? Yeah. So, you know that. But, like, there are going to be lulls. The Dodgers have had lulls this year. Remember the beginning of the season, everybody said, oh, they're going to win 135 games and, you know, sweep their way right to the World Series championship. They're not going to win 135 games because this game is very, very hard, and the season, more importantly, is very, very long, and all kinds of things happen during this.
Oh, no.
Just gone. It wasn't the old kind of stop and start and you start worrying like we may lose him. He was perfect.
He sounded great.
And then just gone in the middle of a sentence.
All right, here we go. He just dropped.
All right. Paulie's got him back. It was, you were just right in the middle of a sentence there.
Just stopped.
Jesse, and it just cut out. You were perfect until then. It was weird.
You know what? I am not a telecommunications expert, but I apologize.
You sound great again.
No
inconvenience.
Sweat.
Okay, good. Yeah, so, I mean, look, it's going to happen, I guess, is what I was saying, in terms of, you know, the lulls in the season. And, you know, they're not going to look at their best all the time. And the measure of a team in this league is, you know, how they manage those moments. And I think, you know, the last couple of years, they've managed those moments brilliantly. As far as the batting order, look, it's a very fair conversation to have. And, you know, I think one of the things that Mike Schilt does so brilliantly in terms of how he manages this team, is he's not going to overreact.
Correct.
Now, he says all the time, I don't want to underreact either. So he leaves the door open. But, you know, if at the first sign of trouble, you drop a guy, right?
Yeah.
Or you make a change, that signals panic to that player, I think, or it can. And that's the thing you want to avoid more than anything else. So there's a delicacy to something like that. But look, the reality is, you know, for the Padres last year, most of the season when they were really going at their best, Luis Arraez was leading off and Fernando was hitting second.
Yep.
You know, when everybody was healthy and productive. So, you know, do I think there's no chance of that happening? Absolutely not. I think there's a real chance of that happening at some point. And look, at times it's just the shaking it up. Sometimes it's just to shake it up. You know, hey, Fernando hasn't been himself. Let's hit him second. Let him see a few more pitches before he comes up there to start the game. Maybe that's the thing, you know, yeah. The silly little thing that clicks him back in. So, yeah, I think there's a real possibility of something like that at some point. Whether that means tonight, tomorrow, the next day, or in a week, I don't know.
Couple of huge games from the bullpen the last couple of days. But I'm now intrigued what's going to happen today with Ryan Burgert on the mound. And presumably, I think Schilt even said Suarez is definitely down after going 2 yesterday. Maybe more of an opportunity for some of the new guys. And I wanted to get your opinion on David Morgan. And as you have educated us all now, Bradley Rodriguez.
Yeah, a couple of guys who are really talented arms. And, you know, I think you're right on. You know, they're probably going to come into play at some point tonight. You know, Morgan's a neat story. He's one of these guys that, you know, did not have sort of the traditional path of being a guy who signed high or anything like that. You know, David Morgan, he did junior college. He did NAIA. He was a position player. They said, you know what, you got a pretty good arm. Maybe you try and pitch. He didn't really want to. And then, you know, here we are a few years later. And he's in the major leagues as a pitcher, grew up a Padre fan, as I know has been well documented. And it's pretty cool, you know, to see him get this opportunity and really grab hold of it so far. Bradley Rodriguez, you know, a guy we saw a lot of in spring training this year, very live arm, some really, really impressive minor league numbers the last couple of years. And, you know, bullpens are notoriously fickle, right? It seems like every season, you know, we're kind of in and out. All right, what about this guy? What about that guy? Pleasant surprise here, unpleasant surprise there. You know, the Robert Suarez's of the world are few and far between around Major League Baseball. The Jason Adams, you know, the guys who you kind of know what you're going to get out of them. You know, that's not usually the way it works. And so, yeah, it's a living, breathing thing, a bullpen. And then every year there's guys coming in and you try them out and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But really a couple of super impressive arms, truly, you know, for Morgan and Rodriguez. And it'll be fun to kind of see how their roles evolve over the course of the year.
Talking to Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning. Now, you guys you're on TV again tonight, right? Do you miss radio? How does that, I just want to check on you as my buddy, because again, you get thrown into a different, you know, they're asking you to play a different position, right? You got to go play left field tonight, Jesse. We're down, you know, Gavin Sheets ran into the wall. Jesse, you're in left. You can do it. You can do it very capably. You're great at it, but I know you have your comfort level, Tony, and being on the air.
Yeah, I mean, Tony and I haven't done a game together in like a week and a half, I think.
It's crazy.
I had TV, then he had TV, now I have TV again. So I think you know, when we get back together tomorrow, and we'll be together for a while, I think, after tomorrow.
Good.
It'll be good. Look, Mud is, you know, Mud is just incredible. You know, getting to work with him is always a privilege, and it's entertaining and it's fun. And, you know, he's probably the most beloved person in our little world for this fan base, and rightfully so. And, you know, it's always a treat to get to go over and play with him, as I say, you know, like go next door and play with Mud. But, you know, I mean, Tony and I have our thing, and we enjoy it. And radio is far more comfortable because I do it far more. You know, that's kind of just human nature at that point. Like you said, you know, if you have some guy who plays shortstop every day and you're like, hey, we need you in left field. Hey, no problem. Happy to do it. Go and do it. Enjoy it. It's a fun thing, but it's not comfortable the way shortstop is. And, you know, so that is kind of the way it is. But I love doing both. There's such a challenge to TV that doesn't exist with radio in regards to, you know, I say to people sometimes, TV is like a team sport where radio is more of an individual sport. Yeah. Like radio, Tony and I are playing doubles tennis. You know, TV is like football where there's like 11 guys and you're the quarterback responsible for all of them. So it's kind of a fun, neat thing to do. It's just a totally different world. And I imagine, you know, for a lot of fans, you're like, it's pretty much the same thing, TV and radio, but it's really just like totally different art, you know, doing both. But I'm very lucky that I get to do both. I appreciate kind of being able to work the muscle on TV and, you know, practice that, if you will. And, you know, I think I like to tell people, and I believe it, and I'm not saying this about myself so much as the group, but like we've got as good of a group as there is in Major League Baseball on the broadcast side. And it's a fun thing to get to be a part of. You know, Don is obviously world class. Mud is incredible. He's been at it forever. I think Tony has a Tim McCarver like ability to break down games, whether he's on TV or radio. And it's just fun to be able to work with the whole group.
It's a good road trip for you guys. San Francisco is a great city. Great city, great food, great walkability, beautiful. And then you guys go to Milwaukee and you're off to the, well, to the Pfister. You'll be checking into the Pfister on Friday.
Which Pfister? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, one of our favorite places. Great hotel. You brought me a pen last year. I'll take another one or anything else you can find with the Pfister logo.
I'll see what they have. It is a great road trip city-wise. No day off, though.
No day off.
The stretch here, a little bit different, yeah. So, you know, no real time to get out and fully enjoy it, but get a run in today in San Francisco.
That sounds
by
terrible.
Embarcadero.
That sounds terrible. And just horrific. Why don't you go
get listen to some Journey.
Listen to some Journey. Get a clam chowder
in
bread
a sourdough bowl.
Bowl.
Yeah.
No. That's an off day.
No, here's what you do. You run down there. Run. And then you eat your bowl, and then you run back with a belly full of hot clam chowder. How's that sound?
Yeah, I don't know how much running you do, but that's not a recipe for success.
All right, listen, we're not doing the Incorporator.
It's very hilly there.
It is very hilly. We're not doing the Incorporator because you're on TV, and TV's fancy, and radio's not. I get it. But I loved your Journey reference last night. Maybe you work another one in tonight. Just say it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't know anything about music.
That's what you say. And then you work this beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, I think like Journey is some like indie garage band.
It's not. But for you, like, it sounds like you're like, I never listen to music ever. You're just listening to like CIA podcasts and doing like math problems in your hotel room. And to hear you bust
Sudoku.
That out. Yeah, Sudoku. And he just busted out last night. I loved it very much.
Glad you liked
it. All right, buddy. Have fun. We'll talk to you after your time at the Pfister.
Sounds good. We'll speak after I get back from Milwaukee.
All right, Dodgers next Tuesday. Woo,
ooh, buddy.
Finally, Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres. You can watch him on television tonight. We'll have the game for you with Scan and Tony. 6:45 first pitch, 5:45 Eco Water SoCal pregame.
Too bad we already used troglodyte last year because we could absolutely do that for the Dodgers series.
We are down to 1 hour left. Rindle Report and more coming up on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.